They won't go and see if you're in person.
They gave you the agenda. He's up to this in the show.
Well, she did kind of look around and she got her, but she was doing stretches.
Audio check. Pam, is that any better?
Now I can hear you.
Thank you. Okay, we're good to go.
Thank you. Roll call, Mr. Lerman.
Commissioner Hess, here. Commissioner Luis Lopez, Commissioner Felix Lopez.
I am here. I'm going with the agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
No changes, sir.
And the motion for approval. Second.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hass?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Item two, Trinidad Rodeo update. Ms. Amanda Court, welcome and good afternoon to all of you.
Hello. Playing a little plug.
What are we plugging? What are we plugging?
No, not PowerPort. To project up there.
If you project up there, people online will see it. You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Are you, is it the packet that you sent us?
No, I don't think we sent you a packet. I was looking for the HDMI. Well, you
okay, is it this?
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay.
But that's not powerful. I have a whole app. If you
can. Give me just a second. We will unhook and you can hook.
We've got a couple of things to talk to you about today. And the first one is the rodeo. We have another project that we are working on with Ruffino County. That's why the illustrious approach for profits.
So we're going to stay to the Trinidad Rodeo unless you, you know, if there's any an additional part of the agenda, one of the things that we do is if there is an item that's not on the agenda, public work session, we cannot entertain that.
Okay. Well, you want to, Carlton, then just, you have a few things to say.
You want to introduce the members of your team?
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Julian Cheek, she owns Ridgeline Corporation. She has a very deep and broad background in putting together events, event production, and a very deep and broad background in rodeo.
Yay!
And then Carlton Croft, who is the Economic Development Director for Workno County.
So, question, Chairman. Does the economic development tie in to this rodeo so we can have discussion?
No, it's mostly for the Winterfest. I thought both items were on the agenda, and I guess not.
Well,
I sold the rodeo.
Since we already did the approval, we can't even change the gender. Counselor?
You're correct, because it wasn't noticed. You can't discuss it. I'm sorry.
So we can just discuss the... So, apologize.
Thank you so much, and great to see you. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, so we're going to just talk about the rodeo. However, you see that it's County Marketing Partners, which is my company, and Richland Corporation, which is Jillian's. Okay, so we know that the burrs, you want to talk a little bit about promise? Okay, so the Labor Day Rodeo has always been put on by the Trinidad Ground Up Association, which has been led by the Burr family for, I think, interesting 42, somewhere around in their years, they've been doing it. They just got tired and wanted to move on. And so this past year was going to be their final year. And right now they're at 112 years. This year we'll be making it its 113th year. And me personally, I couldn't stand to see a 113-year-old rodeo just up and leave. Right now it's, from what I can tell, it's in the top 10 oldest consecutive rodeos in the state of Colorado. So it's worth saving since it's become a staple in this community. So, and the way the two of us came about working is Carlton called me up and said, hey, can you help me put on a winter festival? Because Warfowl was requested a winter festival. And I talked to Mayor Bill and he said, hey, can we get some of that action too? So that's going to be on these Highway of Legends. And I asked Jillian to help me and we work really well together. So now we're working together on the rodeo again. Okay. So, and these are the sponsorship. That's who does. So it's hard to business cards for Jillian and the sponsorship packets. Well, it's pretty much the same thing that you guys have. And with Jillian, there's going to be a whole lot more energy added into this rodeo. New stock contractors, a lot more activities. This is going to be focused very, very family friendly. Over the Labor Day weekend, you know, we also have the Caveman Festival that's up at Monument Lake Resort. Very adult, drinking, you know, music, all of that kind of stuff. And at the rodeo, we want it to be very, very family friendly. We have a video. You're not going to be able to hear the music. We are going to do a parade. We want to show off a lot of the nonprofits in the community. Okay, and this is included in the sponsorship packets that you have here.
Yeah. So we're going to change it up a little bit from what they've done in years past. Saturday night, they've always had a kickoff dance type thing. We're still going to keep that, but we're also going to pair it with what we're calling the Beauty's Beast Fair Bands, which we're going to have rail racing, bull riding, bull fighting in one night. And then after that, we're going to have a band come on and continue the night on with that. The next day on Sunday, we're going to have park activities in the park area, which we'll get to that a little bit later. Before the rodeo, then during the rodeo, it's going to be the traditional rodeo that's been in years past. Right now, we haven't listed as an open rodeo, but we are in talks with different companies to try to go with those, but we're kind of looking into seeing what our best options are. With that, we're also going to have junior events this year. We're going to have the Met Fest team. We're going to have junior bowls, mini Bronx, and then I think that's it for the open rodeos. So then on Monday, we are going to continue the tradition of the parade, which will be downtown. And then after the parade, it'll be the same family activities in the park. And then we're going to have a ranch rodeo instead, which has completely different activities than the normal rodeo. It's got like the web, camel, horse racing, that type of thing. And then again, we are keeping the junior events during that too. With that said, with the stockyard there in the middle, that is a place that's up at the fairgrounds that's not being utilized right now. We want to try to capitalize on that area, and that's just kind of like a mock-up if we can get approval for that area of what we'd like to have going on there.
If I can ask questions, in the stockyard, do you think of VIP areas?
Yeah, so it'd be additional costs, but they would have the same liquor area over there. They'd have food over there, that type of thing. And that source would also be feeding the cowboys and the people behind the chutes and stuff like that, too. We'd utilize that area for that as
So let me also ask you on the... is there any interaction with what used to be the fair board, the Leisure Day board? Are you, in a sense, I'm understanding you're bypassing all the old way of doing business and just getting the activity going from your perspective?
Yes, yeah. We have the blessing of the Roundup Association to pretty much take the reins on it. So, and put our spin on it. They're actually very excited to see what we have going and what we have to add this year. So,
and just a little bit of information, because I was like, do we have enough time to put this together? So we're just putting this together now. Jillian has extensive experience putting on events. She's put on concerts, all kinds of stuff from Canyon City. And the other tie-in, which is pretty awesome, is that the Burrs know her fiance since he was a child. So there's already some inherited trust and confidence.
So you live in Canyon City?
Yeah, I grew up there. I just moved here, actually, this past March.
She's all the Colin family, Colin Orchards.
Yeah.
That's a lot to me. Right.
So who's going to be doing this through?
We have our own security team that we have, but then we also, they've done, I think, the Sheriff's Department in the past. So we're also going to utilize that as well. So we're going to have the security for what we can handle and then what the legalities need at the Sheriff's Department.
Yes,
we have
Adam, sure.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So you're adding pretty much all the steps. I mean, the excitement is when I met with you a month and a half ago or so, nevertheless, it was you already kind of said, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So a lot of those boxes have already been checked. And the question that initially I know was former rodeo participant in so many events here that I said, you know, as far as your stock securing all that, I'm not going to question that. I'm sure you already checked all those boxes. And,
yeah, I have a few stock contractors that I work with, and I actually have two or three of them. The third one hasn't decided if they're going to put in a bid yet or not on it. So we are bringing in all new stock, all new everything pretty much. So
there's a good one.
The stock contractor.
They're Colorado based.
So you've secured the entire fairgrounds, rodeo grounds as of this time, Brandy. That's all been okayed and found.
Yeah, we're
going to
try to get that done soon.
And they're available and all that. So, okay, thanks. So every year, during the county fair, 4-H extension, and the Roundup Association, usually there's kind of a checklist for our maintenance staff to go through. Has that been considered and discussed yet with the needed repairs for the chutes? And
it has been discussed. And
okay. You know, some of the steps that put in.
Yeah, the grounds. So when they disc the arena, that's one thing we usually do.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that's been talked about too.
Yes, yeah, we did talk about that. Talking about getting
the. Is there any desire to use the indoor arena at this time?
Not for this weekend. No, we don't have. But I have future plans for stuff. Other events.
Wait a few slides.
Yeah, we could. I've got the connection. So.
And have you had a chance to discuss any of this regarding liquor licenses with the Clerk and Recorder's office yet?
Not yet. That is our next hurdle. We gave the Trinidad Roundup Association the opportunity to continue on with the liquor license. And they decided that they are just going to pass this year. And so we're looking into other nonprofits that can benefit from holding a liquor license that we can.
And you've had the conversation with Brandon regarding all the vendor fees.
Yeah.
That
yes.
They need to pay to be a vendor on the site.
Yeah.
Any of those?
Last year, we write to the writer. Yeah. How many weeks ahead?
60 days, I would say. You save 60 and 90. Because the state of Colorado doesn't have a backlog on liquor license, and I'll give you a perfect example. Liquor licenses that the county approved months ago are just getting put out now. I think you just signed one for Sam's Up the River, and now it's approved on the state website. However, that's not the in hand. And if it's not in hand, you can't be serving.
Okay.
So the sooner the better.
We already have two certified people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when I did all the concerts and rodeos and stuff where I'm around, we kind of have a liquor license and stuff. So I know it was about 45 to 60 days out. So we'll try to get it in the 90 day. Just be sure
and
everything.
And then one kind of a lower food note is also to work with all the vendors to work with any food dispensaries with public health, so they have all the documentation in place, and at the very last moment, they're not trying to find it. I need to do this, and I think Randy has pretty much all the steps and a lot of resources.
Julian has a mobile kitchen.
So we're prepared.
As long as it's licensed, I think, and it can be licensed in the county that it came from, as well as it's up to date.
Yeah.
And, but the local health department have to do the inspection as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
so. Yeah.
And I'm on the Board of Health, so just make sure that I don't want that to come back to bite.
Yeah, no, we used it to move, and so we're waiting to get it certified down here. So that's the first application for
putting Robin Sites. Or Aaron, just for the health department. There's any questions for me. I'm looking at the stockyard one. I see the $45 pass. Is that for the VIP?
Yeah, that's the features of the VIP area. So when the county has, I think you guys take $1 or is it $5?
Yeah,
I think it's $5 the tickets. So you, like, 5%. So you guys would be making that 5% off of that $45 for each one. We're waiting to see what the capacity would be over there, because we're going to limit those tickets.
I believe you need to check with the flyer.
Yeah.
It has capacity.
Yeah, because I also requested the.
You have done this before.
Yeah, I also requested capacity of the grandstands. Where I'm from, we maxed out and we sell out on our rodeos, and so that's my goal for this year is to.
What's the entry fee going to be for just regular seating?
We're going to keep it the $10 that's been in the past. We don't want to go up or down from there. $800 would be free, or just to keep it a family event. So we get more of the families coming in too.
An event starting around noon, 1 o'clock daily?
But we haven't set everything in stone yet because we have a few more irons to work out before we set exact times. So we would like to go from about 11 to 3 for the park activities, and then at 3 p.m. the rodeo, exactly, 3 p.m. the rodeo would kick off. And then the parade would be traditionally around the same time. IBM have a call into several other bands in the area to try to bring in touring bands and marching bands.
Oh.
We'll see if they want march, but marching bands so we can have more high school, middle school, that type of things in the parade as well. Yeah, and so like I said, the parade that I grew up with, we had 20 bands, but we also had band competitions and stuff like that too. So
you don't look that old, but I used to march in the Cherry Blossom Parade.
Yep, that's the parade. Yeah, I was a trumpet player many years, so I marched on.
That's about the skull, and I marched with the tenor sax.
Yeah. So there's a lot of family conditions and stuff that I don't want to see go away. For Labor Day
weekend. Yeah, great to buy more marching bands
in
the community, but that's something the way of doesn't you don't see it too often anymore.
Yeah,
how
exactly.
You
mean the Buffalo Soldiers?
No,
Buffalo Soldiers would love to lead the parade. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to them about that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we're trying to pull in a bunch of different aspects for the parade as well that we can also utilize for the rodeo as well.
Showing off our nonprofits would be really awesome to have feed.
Yeah,
Ray Odom would be a great resource for our veteran service officers,
right?
Those military, all color guard, Tony was referring to, and they have a marching band as well.
Yeah. Awesome.
Keep in touch with our team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Four. Barrel racing. Freestyle bull riding.
Freestyle bull fighting.
What is freestyle bull fighting?
So that's when you turn a bull in the arena and you dance with it. lack of not get hurt, lack of better turns. They do different tricks over that type of thing.
When I hear bullfighting, I'm thinking the El Matadors in Spain.
Only the cowboys end up getting hurt. And
yeah. Peter would be in the front row. Okay, so what do we got new and improved? Not only putting new energy in this, but we're pursuing larger sponsors. Jillian is in talks with Cinch. I'm going to call Coors. Wow. Love to call Budweiser. I know they need a win right now, but I'm going to call Coors because I understand they provide a lot of the signage. Yeah, then we have Ultra Right. You seen that beer? It sold like a million. Yeah.
No comment.
Not bringing it in. Infusion of new energy, new stock contractors, more community involvement. Next slide shows you some of the involvement that we're going to be getting. A lot more activities and more rodeo entertainment.
One thing that Trinidad State worked with their athletic director, I don't know how they worked that before, but their athletic teams used to go in there and clean the grandstands after activities and so on. And I'm not sure if it was public service, community service.
One thing that the Birds did grace us with is all their notes and everything too. So we have those connections to reach out to as well. So yeah.
Their sponsor list.
Yeah, exactly.
So here we have the fairgrounds, right? Fairgrounds outlined there. We want to use the park pavilion on the ground for kids' ring, games, bouncy house, and I'm pursuing the Trinidad Ministerial Alliance, who I never would have known of if you hadn't told me, to help facilitate all of those games. Gives a lot more exposure to our community about a faith-based community, faith organizations. So when they come in, they'll see that. And then we talked with Joni Steiner about having a farm to fork event. We invited her to have her regular dinner there, but she needs to have it at the end of September or October because that's the end of the season. But we talked to her about having like a little mini event that would not only raise money further for family seed and her farms, but it would help bring in more of the community.
Yeah, it helps showcase the different farms in the community that have farms, have meat, have cheese, have vegetables, that type of thing. And so that would be going on preferably Sunday to make every day weekend.
And then here we have the VIP pavilion in the paddocks. And a stage and area with a dance area right next to it.
The dance area is actually going to be in front of the grandstands. We have a trailer that we're going to have as the stage. That'd be pulled in, actually into the arena, either back by the chutes or up in front, or we can get the electricity ground. We don't want to have the dance floor in the arena because we don't want to have to clean it and make it sure it's safe for the new stage.
That other room or green triangle over there, that actually is a handicap.
Accessible. That's going to be. That's not the right spot.
Yeah, she told me on the phone where it was, and I got it.
It just didn't get hurt.
Okay. So here's a part of the sponsorship pack at the gym in front of you, so you can get an idea of how much the sponsorships cost.
Okay, and we already have several of the event sponsorships already on hold and paid for, so we already get sponsored as they're distributed.
pretty much you're following the same sponsorship fees, I think, that the birds were doing, right?
Yeah, we tried to keep them around there.
It's gone up a little bit on some of it.
Yeah, we've added a few higher ones on there, but we've kept some of the lower ones for those businesses that can only afford to put in so much. We don't want to lose their support. We changed it up. But yeah, and then we also have in the booklet that they've done in the past as well. So that's all included into that too.
So mainly all the sponsorships, and I don't want you to get enough people. I know this is an expensive venture. Mm-hmm. It's going to be expensive. And hopefully the weather would be not a factor, because that's going to drive a lot of that revenue. There's a lot of loyal people, I think, I would be one. They're certainly hoping that it's going to be the traditional Labor Day beautiful weekend that we can actually go on all 3 days.
Right.
And you've done this quite a bit before. You understand those insurance then go to cover your losses in case of bad weather or accidents. So you haven't asked yet, so I'm going to ask. I guess this whole process to see if the county can contribute to something like this as well. No, or is this more of a
presentation? Well, sure, we'd love things. But we weren't, not everybody comes here looking for money.
So, as you know, Amanda, you've been with us for the Chamber of Commerce. The motions of those types of things need to come before the board and in a certain time now. However, I don't see Ridgeline as a nonprofit.
No.
Right. Okay. So then that kick you out for the grants and all that stuff. However, doesn't mean we can't help promote this. And I, for one, was my liquor store. For many years, we sponsored the rodeo for many years as well. And I would consider seeing if our funding is available to help again in some manner or another. It would be even in the program book. So if we may do it years ago. So make sure you follow up with me in the next month or two.
Okay.
To see if the report. Because I just paid taxes, so no. Don't call me Vermont.
Yes, okay. We mostly just want the county support on everything since you guys hold the property. I have a lot of other ideas that I want to utilize that space for as well. It's up on the screen now. Track and field demolition derbies, the mini scale of the monster trucks. Rodeos bring in a lot more, the traditionals, the ranch rodeos, junior rodeos, roping, jackpot ropings, that type of thing. More concerts, concert and dinner type setups. We did kind of like balls and that type of thing that we were planning on doing at the old facility before I moved here. So I'd like to carry on that here as well. So.
Well, you're in luck because as we move forward, if we're able to get the funding in the next couple of years, we have plans for renovating the entire facility.
And we're hoping that there's a few renovations that maybe you could do before the rodeo, because there's some
pavilion. The checklist would need to be going for Randy for maintenance and stuff like that. Would you need to, if it's in the maintenance budget, that's a Kenny Bowman question. And then if there is something that seems to be needed, is detrimental to the public, then that would have to be addressed, of course.
Yes.
For any safety hazards. I like it.
So then the last question is, what do we want from you? This is a great big project, right? And Los Angeles County, having a small population, we have the agility to be able to get a whole lot more people involved in this. But we're just two people. So we want to make sure that anytime y'all hear of organizations who come to present to you or in meetings or whatever, that you might think, oh, you should be involved in the rodeo. Because Joni Steiner is not paying anything to do her event. In fact, it's giving her an opportunity to promote her further dinner and maybe make money there, right? It's giving an opportunity to Trinidad Ministerial Association to show we are a faith-based community, to have the exposure to those crowds. Who else can we involve? Because we are a small community. So if we can all get together and do this, we can make it very, very successful.
And as well as the parade goes on that too.
Yes.
For showcases, many nonprofits, charities, that type of thing in the parade as well. And we're giving back to the, we're pretty much giving the parade to the nonprofit.
some stuff like that. It's
really, it might be a good opportunity. When I was from that state, we had a rodeo club. I don't know where they're at, but that might not be a bad idea to reach out to them and see if they would be interested. I don't know if they have it. But I tell you what, the years we had it was a very successful thing. And then the participation, having activities right on our backyard, I mean, that gave our students an exposure, not necessarily on the big events, but to see how the whole thing from learning how to rope and that kind of stuff. So,
great. That's exactly the kind of input that we want. Hey, maybe you ought to call these people because they'd love to have the exposure. They'd love to have something at an event with a whole lot of crowd. Or something
to that.
Absolutely.
I like the idea of all the whole thing you guys have put together here. So I wish you the best of success. This is going to happen, correct?
Yes.
It's not a matter of, oh, we don't get enough money or capital.
No, 100% is going
to. I like this because it's not willy-nilly. It's been for so many years.
Yeah.
I like the plan.
Yeah, I went to it last year. And, you know, like I said, I'm from Canyon. I'm used to the rodeo that's going on there this weekend, where all the stands are packed and you have to turn people away because they're, you know, sold out and whatnot. And that's what I grew up with. I grew up with that type of rodeo. And I grew up watching the people in the stands and behind the chutes and that type of thing. And you know, rodeos are really, it's not just for the Western person, the cowboy, the cowgirls, and stuff like that. You'll see all walks of life up in the stands, and it's a melting pot pretty much in the stands of rodeo, if you kind of look around and actually realize it. And so we're hoping to bring that back and bring that back to the families and bring that back cohesively this weekend or that weekend. So
I got a question. So these sponsorships, the waffles and stuff, are going to come out of that, or are you going to have waffle sponsors too?
Say that again.
Waffle sponsorship.
I'm actually in talks with a buckle manufacturer, trying to get them to sponsor all of those. So, if that's the case, then they'll be the sole sponsor.
Well, I know that you could probably have some Rancher community.
Yeah.
It's only a certain waffles from such. I have a feeling Joey Steiner is going to get after me for beef.
Yes, she is. She mentioned your name when I was talking with her. But I made sure to tell her, gotta have meat. We're going to be in a rodeo. Gotta have meat.
So, in all the years that we were a participant in the sponsorship of that, the biggest complaint, we were in the stalls with the Cowboys because we gave out a additional prize monies and gift certificates to my business to the winners of that event. The biggest complaint from those cowboys was the jackpots, the dollars weren't big enough to attract them to come back.
Yep. And that's what we're in talks with. That's why we have it listed as an open rodeo now. Because we're speaking with the different stock contractors to feel like what they would be best. If we want to get it sanctioned, we're more than capable of getting it sanctioned. Years past, they've felt that having extension is limiting who can come. And so that's kind of what I'm hesitant on. And we are going to have added money if it's open rodeo. We are going to have a lot of added money if it's a sanctioned rodeo as well. So we're just kind of figuring out our best options at that point.
So are you looking at the Western region or CSRA or?
One of the subcontractors is pushing for the, all the acronyms, get me, the CPRA, and which it has been here years ago, and then they couldn't keep their numbers up. And so we're looking into that for that actual rodeo on Sunday night. And then we're trying to get the wild horse racing sanctioned for Saturday and or Sunday, Monday, excuse me, all that type of stuff. And so we're looking into getting each piece sanctioned, but I don't want to limit who. Having a sanction, I don't want to limit who comes in too, because I want, you know, that first year, you know, junior bull rider to come in and be able to ride and say, yeah, if I rode my first bull in this arena in Trinidad, I'm coming here every single year from now on, that type of thing. I've sent out an open invitation to guys up the road for the, was it the ABBI and the PBR, that type of ones. They have their, what's that called, the sports medicine PBR training camp type thing, where they train a lot of bull riders and stuff like that. I'm sending an open invitation up to those riders who range from I don't know what the youngest one is, but all the way up to, you know, guys in their senior years wanting to come back and try to train and get into the rodeo. So they can offer a wide range of people coming into. So hopefully they get some stuff down as well.
So what yes, I'm thinking of that. There is in Colorado, we have immersed in that talent, not necessarily kind of clinic, but meet professional bull rider, so and so. We'll have a few minutes with you for those. Simon, yes,
exactly.
And you have someone here that has done that, or at least that has the connections.
Well, I really like the idea that you're thinking about, like your CSRA, because then you get that better talent,
yeah,
it worked itself. That you won't be able to achieve it now.
Yeah, yeah. The stock contractor that recommended that is the one that just holding, that's the one that's holds the rodeo. So I'm impressed too. So we're going to see what they come back.
I like the idea of your example in the evening.
Yeah. I wanted it to start a little bit later than what's traditionally been, just because I don't like sitting out where it's hot. So, you know, especially if we pack that place. Yeah. And so we wanted it to start a little bit later, so that sun is just a little bit behind us. So it's not going to be as miserable if it's hot.
So you've done many of these events, like you said before. And I'm sure it's kind of fair across throughout Colorado, maybe Canyon City areas that have trouble. And question I have is going through with Randy and our fairground policies, how much cheaper or comparable is Los Angeles County versus Fremont County?
That's a good question.
Honestly,
the reason why I ask is because we just revamped those policies.
Right. So let me tell you what I'm accustomed to. For example, let's do the concerts. Where I held the concerts before, they have their new indoor building that has their building, all the parking available, of course, out there. They also have a commercial kitchen in it as well. To rent that whole entire place was $500 for the kitchen, building, everything. And I had it for the full 24 hours. And then I brought in all of my stuff, you know. They didn't offer, if I did ticketed events, like if I brought in, you know, high recording artists to bring in, they didn't do any sales off the commission or the tickets. They didn't charge a ticket fee. If I brought in any other vendors, they didn't charge another vendor fee. It was just one lump sum. And so at the end of the day, I wasn't saying, okay, well, how many tickets did we sell? How many tickets did we sell at the door? Okay, this is what I have to figure out was their cut. It was just a set fee. And that's easier for me when we have so many different irons in the fire. Then at the end of the day, okay, let me figure out how many tickets we sold. Let me see how much it says. Okay, what's 5% of the VIP ticket? What's 5% of, you know, the family package discount? Whatever we put together, it was just one lump sum. And it made it more streamlined and easier, that type of thing. And when we did the rodeos and concerts, the rodeo was over in the arena, the concert was back in the building. We had one ticket for, you could get into both, or ticket for the rodeo, ticket for that. And so that just eliminated, okay, well, how many people were at the rodeo, how many people were at the concert, how many people bought both tickets, you know, that type of thing. It eliminates that. One of the artists that came in did a paid meet and greet. And so by your guys' standards, they would have to pay that percentage off of that meet and greet ticket just to sign autographs and stuff. And so I know that would turn a lot of the artists away, especially when they're trying to get as much money as they can when for each stop that they go. So that would kind of limit the people that I brought in as well.
Could be selling from the would just be signing off. So if you really consider a bank.
Okay.
So because they're not collecting the sales tax. So
it's still a ticketed fee though. So I didn't know if that, because you can get the it's a meet and greet ticket. So you have your ticket in, and that also gives the option to do the meet and greet. So it was kind of one.
So if you let them in for free, then they will be in the fee. If you're making the money too.
Yeah. And actually, the artist is the one making that.
So the artist is making the money. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm just asking because when we developed these, we really didn't have a vendor like yourself, a promoter, to have this discussion with.
Right.
So exactly. We can take this under consideration. If you would, Ms. Roerenkamp, if you could reach out, or Warren, if you can, I can reach out myself to Fremont County as well. I'd like to kind of see their policies. Now, did they have a policy book as well?
They do, and it's actually
up to kind of just up to commissioners as they saw fit.
It's actually, they have it all online, okay. And then you can look it up, I believe. I know that they just went through a new fee structure on the building that I used to rent, so the fees are a little bit higher, just because their last year was their first year in business on that one. But yeah, all of it's online. Okay. And you know, before when I was doing the concerts and stuff like that, we went before the board and I had a nonprofit out of Pueblo that held the liquor license for me, and they're all actually sheriff's deputies in Pueblo. So that was covered some of my security there too. So they came in and it was our bartenders, but it was their facility for that, and they benefited from the liquor sales.
If we're going to have these type of events in the future, then we need to have apples to apples. And the problem in the past was we didn't have much to judge by.
Right.
We had a lot of expenditures on our staff for call out fees,
right,
to come lock the gates, to toiletries, to the, you know, the paper towels and the soaps and all that. And none of it was offset. And our, you know, our community had to absorb that loss, mm-hmm, at our fairgrounds when it was just used once a year.
Yeah.
So,
and it was a disgrace.
And it was, yeah.
Traveling, didn't it?
Yeah.
So that's kind of the reason why we put these in perspective at the time. And maybe we can reevaluate them as we see fit. Let's see how you do with this one.
Okay.
And then we can kind of look at it next year again. Hopefully, this is something that becomes year to year. Now, you're a resident of Los Angeles County?
Yes.
I'm not planning on moving?
No, but I'm setting no roots here. So.
And I thought the additional list of all the things that she can bring in, I understand about the grant that we were talking about that you're going to be getting to, that's about sustainability and having a lot of those repeat events. Does that help you in that grant process to say this is what we can have planned later? That okay.
Yeah, every positive influence when we fill and just direct grants. And Brandy, yeah, and all the other staff that writes the grants and follow all that in, all the effects information.
Right. Yeah.
All the information we have does help support.
Yeah, and when we spoke with Brandy too, when we went out and walked the fairgrounds, they were I was giving them pointers up to different organizations and stuff that would come out and probably pay the grandstands free of charge as, you know, credit for volunteering hours and stuff like that. So I gave them some kind of options to look into for that as well. So, you know, they might just be out the paint and not the labor hours. So, awesome. so that would help.
Thank you for that influence and that information.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I was planning to spend the whole weekend at Monument Lake, but I don't know about now because we are performing up there. I don't know about now. I need to come back to a rodeo.
I'm just 40 years young.
Well. We
could
vote a junior bowl for you, you know.
What else? You could just ride one of those ones they have outside the grocery store.
Right.
Well, you know, I do have.
They still have those outside.
Yeah, I just have my mechanical bulls people might be coming too. So, you know, there is that for you. So.
I did too. I had inside the wagon wheel barn.
We don't want to go there. You know, a friend that got hurt. You might want to go outside of a convenience
store. Really?
That's real quite long.
It was disconnected.
And then that's just a teaser. I need to make sure and get on one of your next work sessions to talk about the menu.
Welcome back anytime.
Okay.
We'll be glad to promote all this information and then our appreciation to our support staff. They're the front lines, yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations and absolutely information.
Jan, if you guys want me to look over any new regulations and stuff that you have or ideas for out there too, and get it from my perspective since I've kind of lived through it and done the first way.
Can I put this on my door, Mr.?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah,
you guys, if anybody's interested, they can go on to the website and it already has the sponsorship information and stuff on the website.
See, awesome. Any sort of association can help people distribute a bunch of flyers and these as well.
So yeah, anyway, as long as they don't say Budweiser on it first.
Yeah.
Any other business comments, folks? Just thank you so much. Otherwise, I'll entertain motion to adjourn. So,
thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Mr. Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Mr. Hess?
Yes.
Mr. Felix Lopez?
Yes. Brett Norris?
Yes.
And we have, Randy and I have kicked around the